What we seek and where we aim ourselves to look for determines who we are going to become. Now, your choices, they can appear to be many, but too many confuse the poor choices to be the right choices. Others choose to look outward and maybe blame or surrender to create some excuse for any voids or unfulfilled aspects of their lives. My next guest with his new book shares ideas and guidance which will help you find and cultivate a greater realization of what you have within yourself that will bring forward a stronger, more positive life, which both you and even those around you will wind up benefiting from. His book is Dig Deep, Seven Truths to Finding Strength Within. He's a former congressman who first rose to fame as a quarterback for the Oklahoma Sooners, Congressman J.C. Watts. Good morning, J.C.
Chris, how are you, sir? Thanks for having me on.
And job well done with Dig Deep. WattsConsultingGroup.com is where you can find out what Congressman Watts is up to these days. But let's just talk about, just as an overall, what was your mission when you set out to write Dig Deep?
Well, Chris, I am the most perfect, imperfect person you'll ever meet.
I like that.
I am dysfunctional. I have made knuckleheaded decisions in my life, and you know it's I've hurt people. I've been hurt, and so, you know, I was writing from a perspective of saying, in spite of the fact that we all are dysfunctional, it's just a matter of degree. It's not a tragedy to be dysfunctional, but it's a tragedy when we allow our dysfunctions to become our normal. And so, you know, I think there are certain truths that are woven into the earth. And if Chris is to get to his mountaintop, if JC is to get to his mountaintop, you can't ignore certain truths. And you know, I write about seven truths, and they're my experiences, my circumstances, my knuckleheadedness. But at the end of the day, as I said, these things are woven into the earth, and I think we all have to take note of them.
And certainly, I think the initial realization is, and the reality is, life is going to have challenges, and you know, people hopefully turn to faith, as you write about, and Dig Deep, and you can look at the stories of, well, pick the disciple of your choice. It was never, certainly not an easy life for Paul, for John, and you know, certainly Jesus did not have a party when he was down here either.
No question. You know, Christ never promises that life would be easy, but he did promise that I would be with you. And Chris, the challenge in life is not that we go through things, because you know, I talk about adversity in the first chapter. We're going to have adversity. I mean, life is going to happen, and life can be hard, and it can be difficult, and it can be messy. But digging deep talks about how we, the fact that we're going to go through those things, it kind of helps us in getting through those difficulties. And if your listeners, if they've not gone through adversity, as my dad used to say, just keep living. It you know, life's going to happen at some point along the way, and there's ways we can get through that. You know, I talk about adversity where I got pulled into an investigation when I got elected to state government. It was painful. It was difficult seeing your name in the newspaper and leading the newscast at 6 o'clock and 10 o'clock, two or three times a week with family and kids. And I was a youth pastor at the time, working with 7th through 12th graders. And you know, Chris, I look back on that time today, and I don't look at what that time did to me. I look at what that time did for me. It grew me. It strengthened my character. It strengthened my faith, and it prepared me for some things that I did later on in life. Again, I can't say that it was fun, but I can say I grew tremendously during a very difficult time in my life.
So, former Congressman J.C. Watts, his new book, Dig Deep, Seven Truths to Finding the Strength Within, WattsConsultingGroup.com is his website. You can find out what he's up to these days. You know, listening to Issues and Ideas. It's often said that to have an idol is something to embrace or hold on to and guide from. The problem is, at least in my measurement, you're not supposed to imitate the idol. Any person who has achieved something has lessons you could take from them, to be sure. And I think too many people confuse imitating with emulating. And you write about how Abraham Lincoln was sort of a foundational, not idol, but a guidepost for you in a lot of ways.
Well, Chris, he was. And, you know, I took in Chapter 7, I talk about standing on the shoulders of giants. And if J.C. Watts, if I've been able to see further than others, it's because I've stood on the shoulders of Abraham Lincoln and Reverend Martin Luther King and you know, coaches and people that I talk about in that chapter. And I don't know if you saw the movie Saving Private Ryan, but toward the end of the movie, Captain Miller, who was played by Tom Hanks, he and a platoon with special ops force was sent to save Private Ryan and get him home safely. And after they got to him, they had a big fight, big battle there, and Captain Miller got shot, and he pulls Private Ryan toward him, and he whispered in his ear, he said, Ryan, he said, earn this. He said, earn it. And what he was saying, Chris, is, hey, people have given their lives to get you home safely so your mother wouldn't lose her fourth and final son. He said, he was saying, be a good dad. You know, be a good husband. You be a good community man. You know, be a good employer if you're an employer. Be a good employee. Love your kids. That's what he was saying to him. And so, you know, the difficulties that I've faced in my life, yes, I've thought about Abraham Lincoln, who went to war for the 13th Amendment and signed the Emancipation Proclamation. I stand on the shoulders of Reverend King. I stand on the shoulders of those white coaches that I tried to turn my uniform in as an eighth-grade basketball player because I wanted to quit. And two of us, the coach, he let one player quit, but he said, J.C., no, I'm not going to let you quit. I'm not going to take your uniform. You've got a future in this. And so, Chris, today I look back and I think about all of those people, white, black, red. My high school basketball coach was a full-blood Creek Indian. So I've had people of all colors that sown into my life that to get me where I am today, and I stand on their shoulders even in the difficult times. I say to myself, hey, don't disappoint that coach that talked you out of quitting. Don't disappoint Abraham Lincoln, who said, I pledge my party and my life to the fact that all men are created equal. So, I stand on the shoulders of many people. I am the first to say I am not a self-made man.
Wrapping up our time with Congressman J.C. Watts, dig deep, 7 truths to finding the strength within. WattsConsultingGroup.com is a website and listening to issues and ideas. Just as a wrap-up here, you have to see who you are before you can find out where you want to go. What are some of the ideals or guideposts that you offer and have experienced that's helped you develop that better inner vision so you can get rid of the blockades, have a better football analogy, develop a better defense so you can cross the goal line?
Well, great question, Chris, and two things I'll point out. In the new book, Dig Deep, I talk about forgiveness. Forgiveness is tough. When people hurt you, that is extremely difficult. But forgiveness or unforgiveness, Chris, is like me drinking, expecting that to kill you. You know, unforgiveness, when I went through the process, I talk about it in the book, but I was saying, wrestling with myself, saying, if I forgive him, that'll make him right. Chris, it didn't make him right. It just made me free. So uncluttering your soul of unforgiveness is not easy. But I'm telling you, it is worth it to get that gook and to get that burden off the soul. And two, the second thing, and I talk about this as well and dig deep, is not tying ourselves to our past. You know, we're all shaped by our past, but we need not allow our past to control our destiny and our future. You know, my mother was diagnosed with diabetes. She was diabetic. My dad had heart disease. The doctor told me, he said, about 20, 25 years ago, he said, "You got the gene." Well, Chris, I could have said, "Well, you know, I've got the diabetes gene. I've got the heart disease gene. I've got certain genes. Nothing I can do about it. I'm just going to die of diabetes or heart disease." But you know what, Chris? I get up about 6 days a week, at least 6 days a week, doing something, moving around, exercising, running, elliptical. About 90% of the time, I eat half decently to say I'm going to manage those genes and keep them twisted in the right direction. So, yes, we can be, we all have a past, we all have a history, but we need not allow, we don't have to allow our history to control our destiny.
And what Congressman Watts writes about would dig deep, seven truths to finding the strength within. And needless to say, and you listening can safely assume that, yeah, I get a lot of books that go along this theme of how to improve yourself and, quote unquote, find yourself. But what Congressman Watts does is he connects with you because his ideas are based from, as you heard, experience and reality. And that reality helps you determine very quickly, as you read dig deep, that this is something that you are also capable of. And you could be your own limitation, you could be your best friend, you could be your greatest champion. And what Congressman Watts is helping you discover and dig deep, seven truths to finding the strength within, is how to indeed become your greatest champion. Find out what he's up to today in the world of politics at WattsConsultingGroup.com. The book, again, Dig Deep, Seven Truths to Finding the Strength Within. And Congressman Watts, you are indeed going to help a lot of people do just that. Thanks for being here this morning.
Chris, thank you, my friend, for having me on.